Hi and welcome to this edition of What's Next. My name is Thomas Wenström, and today we're going to meet some really exciting entrepreneurs that are going to build a nightlife community in China, the first big nightlife community in China for the more affluent and sort of rich Chinese young people. And I would like to welcome Alexander Bellas.
Thank you.
And Yu Wang.
Thanks, it's nice to be here.
And I'm just going to describe to our listeners that we are sitting here at Starbucks in the Soho area in Beijing.
Yes, the Gen Y Soho area.
And when you look out of the windows, you see these really big, white, tall skyscrapers. And when you look around, you're all young people. So this feels like sort of the creative area in Beijing.
Yeah, definitely. This area is the area where our target group is collected. Most of them actually work here.
Yeah. Yeah, and your office is just a few blocks away in one of those big white skyscrapers.
Yeah, exactly. And next to us here is the World Trade Center here in Beijing.
Your community, your nightlife community, is called play.cn. Can you describe what that is?
It's actually play with one. So it's p1ay.cn. And the site is a community for the well-off people in China. And the opportunity here is that there is no website currently targeting these people in China. Most successful websites in China are portals, and they have a very broad target group, so they target basically everyone. And by targeting the basically well-off people who spend a lot of money, especially on the show-off goods, I would call it, money that are spent so that others can see it. Yeah. This target group, by collecting them, it makes a very strong advertising platform in any other website.
So it's sort of kind of a lifestyle community for...
Yeah, basically...
I know we have a lot of Swedish listeners, and if you make a comparison in Sweden, I myself would sort of think it's like a Stureplan.se.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I think it's kind of like a Stureplan.se and glife.se. However, the target audience is much larger here in China. And currently we are targeting the three big cities here in China, Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen. And a year from now, basically, we will expand to the whole of China.
And a small city in China is only a few million people.
Yeah, that's a pretty small city in China. Yeah.
Can you describe the people that will use your community? What do they look like? I mean, they are young, I guess.
They are young, between typically 18 and 35. They dress well and care about how they look. The initial audience are the ones who... visit nightclubs a lot,
yeah,
and enjoys the good life. They want to live a life where they enjoy the moment right now, not like the traditional Chinese way of saving money for later. There's a lot of these people right now, and actually people who are just ordinary white collars live this life. Because many of them live at their parents' place, and they don't have to worry about paying the rent and the car.
So they have quite a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, there are many kinds of people, but we are basically targeting the people who have a few thousands left to just spend on the good life every month. And they basically spend all their money without saving hardly anything.
You've been up and running with sort of a beta version now for a few months?
For a few months since
the
beginning of April. It's been very successful so far. There's a buzz going around in the Beijing nightlife about our site and that they have their pictures on it. Basically, most of them find our site through word of mouth from friends.
Alex, you described to me that you hire people that go to the clubs and take photos of people partying, and then you give them some kind of business card.
Yeah, that's true. We connect the people that we photograph to the website because each person get a business card which is unique with a unique number so that they can type in this unique number and find the pictures of themselves on the internet and then click, I'm in this picture. So the picture gets tagged with their username or nickname and other people can then browse the pictures and see who's in the pictures and connect with them.
So that's a way of getting people also interested in your community and to log in for the first time. And
Yeah.
So how many people, I mean, in Beijing, for example, is in your target group? A couple of 100,000 or?
Almost that's a million, right. Actually.
Almost a million?
Yes. Yeah.
But that's the broader audience for later. Right now we're targeting the nightlife intensive people. We're going from there because we're using them as the magnets who will attract all the rest of the Bistrong people. Because these people, just entering a nightclub costs basically the same as in Scandinavia, 50 to 80 RMB. And buying drinks is almost more expensive than in Europe. So this target group, those who go to clubs, they are really Bistrong. They really have this money. And they're, the circle of friends are also people who are Bistrong. So by collecting them first, we can almost assure the quality for later.
And also, Alexander, when you showed me your beta site the other day at your office, we talked about the ads you have, and you have a lot of ads from high brand stuff.
Yes, that's true.
Like Absolut. I don't know if you have Absolut Vodka, but that kind of advertises what you're looking for. And as I understand it, also the Chinese people want to have that kind of ads on your site, your visitors.
Yes, the visitors, they like the ads and they want to feel that they are in a place which has the brand that they like.
You don't have the discussion that we might have back home that you want to avoid ads and people don't like ads.
It's the opposite. In China, people watch the brands. They watch advertisements very, very much.
Yeah. Basically, when they judge if a website is good, they look at the ads and check which companies makes the ads on the site.
They do?
Yeah, because
why?
All the sites are filled with ads, and they select the good sites in this way, basically.
So did I get it right? So they look what kind of advertisers are on the site, and then they pick the community they want to join, or no?
Oh, no. Not communities, but basically the quality of the website. That's a very initial way of appreciating. Thing with a ad from a well-established brand is something that actually helps the look of the site. It lifts the look and feel of the community, actually.
What about, there are a lot of communities in China and people are engaging in different social networks or blogging, etc. So Play, what make Play different from the rest of the communities that exist here?
First of all, we are a niche community and there are very few of those in China. Second of all, most communities in China who are relatively large are pretty poor on functions. They are almost BBS-like. So there are very few, actually, websites who have the most basic functions you can find in the Scandinavian very popular communities.
So you're bringing some Scandinavian thinking to China now.
And third of all is the users that we will have. We will be associated with, as the community, with the quality guys and girls. And that's what's going to attract most of the people.
So how did you come up with the idea?
Actually, I've always wanted to do a project in China. I've been into a few startups before. And Alexander has been an entrepreneur since he was very young.
Yeah, that's true. I can talk about that myself. I've been starting my first business when I was 15. And it was in the web industry. We were as a few friends from the high school. We started doing web consultancy for bigger companies. For example, we have been involved in doing websites as Vyshatsi.com and Europa.eu and the Cyprus portal.
Quite good customers,
yeah.
Especially the first one. So you've been doing web things for many years now.
Yeah, 5 years now.
And how did you all... I know you are three founders. There is Sophie also that's not here right now. And how did you all meet? And can you tell me a bit about the evolution of the project?
As I said, I've been thinking about starting up something in China for a long time. And Sophia has had the same kind of thoughts. So we have been talking about starting up a company for quite a long time. Also, at the time, I was talking to Alexander, and he was into communities. So after just a few words, we realized that we really should do a community project in China. So that's how the three of us got together.
And how did you decide on a nightlife community?
Because that's the place where the market is the most empty. That's the best opportunity in China. We see that it's an obviously very good business model in Sweden. It works very well, and it doesn't exist in China, which is very rare, because every proven business model that Chinese people can see are already existing in China. The Swedish business models, they just don't have the insights.
So, like, they look at the American market and copy things from America, yeah. For example, but Sweden is too small, no one notices what's happened in Sweden, or?
Exactly. Most of the successful American websites have been copied into 20 different sites in China.
But still, I mean, nightlife communities are quite big in Sweden now. But they are not big anywhere else in the world, or...?
Well, actually, they are expanding themselves into other parts of the world.
But they sort of started out in Sweden then, or in Scandinavia.
Yeah, I would actually think so. There are some communities like that in Germany as well, I think. But Sweden is probably the country where it's been the most successful.
So how big will Play.cn be?
We'll be at 100,000 in half a year. And after we... target expand to all of China, we're going to be in the millions, which will be a year from now.
Millions?
Yes, of course. Because we calculate, we estimate the whole target group in the whole of China to be about 50 million. And we're out to get about 10 million of those. Of them.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, and it's quality people as well.
I just have to ask you also, Alexander, because you told me you're out 5 days a week partying.
I'm going out 5 days a week, keeping the contact with the club owners. And during daytime, I'm doing the design of the website.
It's just kind of exciting job to have, sort of.
It is not, actually. It is... No, it's very, very heavy. It's very difficult. And negotiating with the club owners is nothing you want to do on your spare time.
And still you're out 5 days a week, sort of. You've got to be pretty well-known by now.
Yeah. I've managed to become a famous guy in Beijing nightlife scene.
Alexander is the nightlife star. He was at Jackie Chan's private birthday party just
a week ago.
And gave him Swedish snuff. That was really appreciated.
Yeah, he liked it.
Okay, Play.cn is really, really exciting thing. But also you have another exciting thing in your company, which is Ruby on Rails. I can just tell the listeners that Play.cn is built on Ruby on Rails. But you also have the site China on Rails within your company.
Yeah, exactly. We are organizing the Ruby on Rails programmers in China to start up a very fully fledged consulting service.
A Rails consulting service.
Yeah, exactly.
So on this China on Rails site, people that know to program Rails can sign up, sort of. And as I understood, there are 200 programmers loosely connected to China on Rails now.
Yes.
And how is the Rails community in China? I mean, are there a lot of people learning Rails now, or is it still a small thing? Or
it's relatively small still, because it's not that easy to learn it, although it doesn't take that long if you are really talented.
Yeah.
I would say that... the entry barrier is pretty high, but if you're good enough, you'll learn it in a couple of months. I don't know if the audience knows that much about Ruby on Rails, but I think the most significant thing about it is that it lessens the production times by the development time by so much.
It's so much shorter, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can spend much more time on the look and feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're looking for projects from anywhere in the world, then, I guess?
Yes, actually, right now, it's like projects are looking for us. There are so many projects that want to do the thing in China. And we're currently just choosing between handful of those.
All right, it's been really interesting to talk to you about play.cn, which is not spelled play, it's spelled
p1ay.cn, and we are right now negotiating about getting the domain name play.cn, which is held by the Chinese government.
All right, thank you, Alexander Bellas and Yu Wang, and you are both founders, two out of three founders of Play, the nightlife community in China. Thanks for listening to What's Next. I'm Thomas Wenström.